we start the other and build the road, I will have to use that road.
That would totally change our opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, if I could make a statement. Yeah, if you would abandon that, that old easement, just use the new driveway you put in and just create a new access to that field entrance. And the evergreens and all that, I think is a. Yeah, the fencing area like that stuff, I think it's, it fits in with all the evolution of the property and I wouldn't want to stand in the way of that.
Okay. Hearing that, is any more comments or, and do we want to be specific on the motion of the new road coming in if we do decide to make a motion to approve?
The topography of the road itself, Jones Road, I mean, you go to adding that many more homes, I just look for accident waiting to happen. You know, I mean, you've got them already approved on the beginning of the road and you go to adding that many, how much further down is this than the other approved ones, Scott?
I can use the little measure tool.
Can't have very many more because Arkansas is right here. Unless Arkansas does it.
So from, well, just the center of this parcel or the driveway area up to these is 3,300 feet, just as the crow flies. And then from here to that one there is about the same, 37.
I would agree it does add more traffic to Jones Road.
It's going to add quite a bit more.
Any other comments? Anybody open to make a motion? Another discussion amongst ourselves to try to get a comfort level to a motion?
Everything surrounding this property is agriculture or single-family residential, correct?
Yes. Those distances, yeah. I mean, it's closer to the shooting range property, 1,700 feet.
Everything on the left side of Jones Road is 90% commercial.
Actually, part of that shooting range property, it looks like it's been purchased, is almost catty corner, but.
Right here. Any more discussion amongst ourselves, or?
Jones Road is not wide enough, or?
Well, just the topography of it, all the hills and the windy corners, and you just add that many more people if they're out there going on a walk with their dog or taking a bike ride. I mean, you're over a hill and on them before you know it.
Basically, the lower end of Jones Road is very narrow compared to the upper end. It's not too bad a road on the first part. When you get down here, it gets very narrow places.
But that's, we're going to encourage people not to walk on Jones Road with the hiking trails back there in the back. I'll even tell them not to.
Is the same well that's on the other application that's coming up next, were you planning on using that on to do the cabin? It'll be separate wells on that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
It's after 9. We've had a lot of information on this one. Any way to move it forward, one way or the other?
I'll make a motion to deny due to the compatibility of the residential around it.
We've got a motion on the floor to deny. Do we have a second to move to? Got a motion and a second. So the motion is to deny the Division 3 permit application. Any further discussion? All those in favor of denying the application, raise your hand and say aye. Aye. So that was 1, 2, 3, I think that was 5. Those opposed to the motion? So 5-2.
Okay, then there's that appeal process. You have 90 days to make appeal with the Board of Adjustment. We can get you that information tomorrow.
Okay, the next one will be the property right above it. The difference is this is a for one existing home, and this one is a, is this a special use permit?
Correct. Scott? This is an application for special use approval for an existing 6-bedroom single family home, and this is at 1485 Jones Road. Per the assessor's information, this parcel is approximately 11 and a half acres in size and is lot 1 of the Jones Acre subdivision, which was a minor subdivision. Has a single family home built in 1978. And again, it's served by a private well and an on-site septic system for wastewater. The project received a total score of negative 11 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So kind of get through this pretty fast. It's the parcel just to the north of the one you just heard. But there is a new driveway that was alluded to that I think comes in the break of these trees that go straight to the home. And then again, I've shown the location of some previously approved. Now this one does have staff recommendation of the special use, which of course the big difference is it goes away with the change of ownership of the property.
And a 6-bedroom would be a suite 14, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, you're right, and need parking for 7.
Anything to add?
The driveway, that's
up to the house from the road. There's a fence here, of course. We had the barrier there. There is walking trails back there. It just be one house. Is there anyone in the audience for or against this application? Just be sure? No? Okay, so with that being said, we're the adjacent property. The last one was a Division 3. This is a special use for one home. Still would be up to 7 vehicles, though, and a nightly rental in that specific area. Comments on that or questions for the applicant? Anything to different to consider on this one application that's special use versus the other?
Cutting down the road or the traffic. There's the other one.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we approve this.
Okay, we have a motion to approve this special use application. Do we have a second? Any second to where we can move on to a vote? Any discussion to help us get to a second?
I feel it's the same as the last one. It's just, you know, the parcel in front of it. So, you know, denying the last application, I don't see how we can approve this one if one's not compatible. How is this?
I would agree with that, but I...
I agree with that also.
So based on the motion that's made, if it, there's not a second, it fails, and we would do another motion?
You would die for lack of a second, and you would look for an opposing motion to come to a consensus and a vote.
Okay, so we have no second to that motion. So any other new motion to move forward?
This one does have commercial property bordering it. It's not all purely residential.
On the opposite side?
This property right here is owned by Eden Enterprises or Red Branson.
And has that been come through for approval?
I don't have any Division 3 permits for that parcel. That I found.
So...
I didn't hear what he said.
He doesn't know of any approved special use for that property.
Or Division 3.
Or Division 3.
Either one.
Either one. So are we to the point where someone else will make a motion? Since for the application, we couldn't get a second.
I'll make a motion to deny the application.
Got a motion to deny. Do we have a second? Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Yes. We need to know the reason.
What? The sheet. Now, normally it's F down at the bottom, but can you elaborate a little bit?
It's based on the compatibility of the adjacent properties.
And that's because of no nightly rentals?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, any further discussion? The motion again is to deny the application. All those in favor of denying the application, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Did you get that, Scott?
Same 5-2?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, we will get you that decision in a form of a letter and also include the appeal process process in the application.
Okay. Thank you.
Who did the second? Was it Roger?
I
didn't know
who said made the motion. Okay. Okay, we are down to L&D Investments LLC for 296 Amherst Street, Hollister. Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Thanks for your patience.
You're welcome.
It's So we're to case number 2035.